Income inequality has become a key political issue in the Bay Area and across America. The federal minimum wage has stayed steady at $7.25 an hour since 2009. President Obama addressed this in his State of the Union speech earlier this year.
Today, the federal minimum wage is worth about 20% less than it was when Ronald Reagan first stood here. And Tom Harkin and George Miller have a bill to fix that by lifting the minimum wage to $10.10. It's easy to remember, 10-10. This will help families. It'll give businesses customers with more money to spend. It does not involve any new bureaucratic program. So join the rest of the country. Say yes. Give America a raise.
But Congress has not given America a raise. In California, the minimum wage is $8 an hour, and it's set to rise to $9 on July 1st. But is that enough?
The workers united will never be defeated.
On Thursday, May 15th, walkouts and demonstrations took place in 150 U.S. cities, part of a national campaign among fast food workers to raise the hourly minimum wage to $15 an hour. In Oakland, protesters rallied at a downtown Burger King. In the Bay Area, lawmakers are responding, to some extent. Berkeley's minimum wage will reach $10.75 by 2016. Richmond's will top $12 the following year. Oakland and San Francisco might put wage hike measures before voters in November, but are these increases enough to live on? Many people at a rally in Oakland said they're not even close. Let's hear what they had to say.
My name is Eloise Patton. Nobody can make ends meet on $8 to $9 per hour. Even $10 an hour isn't enough. $12.25 will at least is a great starting point to get income equity for the folks that need it the most.
My name is John Hogue. I am a healthcare worker with ULTCW, United Long-Term Healthcare Workers. And my wages are about $11.50 per hour. It's great wages. However, it's just not quite enough to sustain me. I have to take on a second job to kind of supplement myself where I come up short. I am one of the people that's affected by low wages, like a lot of the other low-wage people in the community. I'm supportive of it because it will help me sustain myself a little easier, a little better. I can get some of the simplicities of life that I can't afford to get at my current rate. Now, I'm sure everybody could use a raise, but this will help the community thrive a little better. If I get sick, I won't have to lose so much money. If my child gets sick, I'll be able to stay home for a while and take care of them without losing too many dollars.
Yeah, my name is Jenna Walashin. I'm a UPS driver in Oakland with Teamsters Local 70. And personally, I make a very nice living wage. In the contract right now, drivers make about $32 an hour. So I can't even imagine what it would be like to try and live off the minimum wage right now. But we do have people, our loaders, start at $8.50 an hour right now. And so it would make a big difference to my coworkers and just the level of morale in our building to have a minimum wage that allowed people to take care of their family with hopefully only working one job. I don't think $12.25 is enough. I know there's the Fight for 15 campaign going across the country, and I think that 15 is a good start. I don't think 15 is enough. I mean, my guess would be it would have to be $20 or more to be adequate. But, I mean, like I said when I was first introducing myself, I mean, I make $32 an hour, and you know, I'm not even the only wage earner in my family. And so we, you know, it's not like we're, you know, living the high life.
My name is Ebony Young, and I'm a home care worker, and I reside in Oakland. I make $11.50, and it's not enough. More money essentially means, you know, a better life for everybody. You know, I can provide the basic necessities for my daughter. Again, once such as shelter, food. You know, essentially that's what every parent wants, to provide for their children. Making decisions on what to eat at night, whether or not, you know, if I'm eating for three, whether or not to go to McDonald's or spend at a local restaurant to support our community, but have less money during the week. Or decide on, you know, just either to pay rent or to put 10 in the tank and possibly try to get through the next week. You know, it's essentially, you know, I'm not a victim and I'm not asking for a handout. I just want to provide for my daughter. I want to provide for my family.
Yeah.